There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hi, and welcome once again to History Dweebs. I am Tim. The topic of our podcast today is the death of Amy Winehouse. We're going to talk about her amazing career and her tragic death.
And her dastardly deeds.
She did not have any dastardly deeds.
Was her career amazing?
Everybody we talk about has dastardly deeds.
Not Amy. So, I'm sorry. And you're not to talk in your Cockney accent during this podcast.
He's got a hard-on for Amy.
All right. But before we talk about Amy's life, let me introduce our panel. I am very pleased and honored to introduce the lady who is an amazing talent of the podcast, a woman who is known far and wide, the Queen of Mean, the Empress of Evil, the Mistress of the Macabre, Pill Poppin', Penis Lovin', Brandy. How are you today, Brandy?
I'm fine. Where are the other names that were suggested?
I don't know. Well, you know,
the Cruella de Vil podcast.
Not your suggested names, because you were being a dick.
I was not meth addled pit bull.
I got a message from Phyllis Munson, and she said that Brandy needed a better title.
Yeah,
I guess Penis Lovin' does not define you as a person.
It does not. It does not.
So we're still looking for Brandy's name, so keep making suggestions, and when she finds one that she likes or fits her.
I have found several.
All right, well, let me know what they are, and next time I'll introduce you.
Okay.
All right. That was Brandy time.
No. And we're done.
So much for Brandy time.
Well, you know, I only get a second.
Is there anything else going on in your uninteresting life?
Wow.
Well,
so,
I mean,
wait a minute. So it's going to be like this today.
Blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. Yeah.
So
yada.
It's going to be like that.
Noah peed on the rug.
You know what,
yada,
Timmy?
Yada.
Tell us about your life. How were you?
We don't feel that there's enough Timmy time.
You were absent yesterday because you were being squirrely.
I was.
And so what was that like for you? What'd you do? Are you feeling better today?
I am feeling better.
He did not sleep well the night before.
Yeah.
I didn't sleep at all the night before.
I'm sleeping with a woman. I have a little bit of a snoring thing sometimes if I sleep on my back.
Get out.
If I sleep on my back,
you
I'm snoring.
Everybody.
No.
Oh, if I am snoring, she will literally flip me.
Yeah.
While I'm sleeping.
Yes.
Yeah, it's scary.
You know, he's not here yet.
Once again, I'm not here.
He
introduced me, and clearly I'm not here. So
Brandy, do you have any charming little stories you want to tell us today, or can we move on?
Fuck no, I don't have shit I want to tell you today.
Then let me introduce really the moral compass of the podcast.
No.
Thank you.
A man who's been described as an oasis in the desert of despair.
Nobody has ever described him that way.
A man who is a man of God.
Nope.
The very honorable Reverend Colonel Charles Beauregard Hawk Waters III, affectionately known as the Southern Gentleman. How are you today, Colonel?
I'm wonderful, Timmy. I just had a wonderful chicken sandwich from BW3's.
Yes.
Once again, I did not have to pay for.
Yeah.
So, well.
That's the best kind.
Those are the best kind, Timmy. So, I'm... You know,
well, I figured if I brought you back lunch, I could guarantee you would be here when.
But he wasn't. We still had to wait on
him. The colonel has we plan a certain time to do these podcasts, and then he kind of wanders off. We're supposed to be doing these during lunch, but the colonel wanders off.
He needs a shock collar.
And has lunch and then comes back. And Brandy and I are sitting here waiting for the, you know,
Diva
to show up.
Well, I figured a podcast is a three-person podcast.
Yeah.
When I get here, we'll start.
Hmm. Are you going to do your Cockney accent all during the...
Well, I might, mate. I might do my...
I don't love. Think that's it.
Love? Yeah. It's an Amy, in honor of Amy Winehouse, love.
You're going to do your Cockney accent.
No, why?
I just like to encourage him to make an idiot out of himself. So.
You don't have to, though. Do you not understand that?
So how's Rudy? Did Rudy pass all of his
Rudy
cat food?
Has been, if you look at the droppings that I was picking up in my yard.
Yeah, can you post them on the Facebook?
Well, I put them all in the can. It looked like I had a little pony for 2 days.
Yeah, but he's doing better.
He's still kind of a dick. He's a good dog.
Just like his daddy.
Rudy's kind of a dick.
How's the cat?
BarkBox came yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, BarkBox is a subscription service that you pay $25 a month, and they send your dog a box of gifts every month. It has little chew toys and...
That sounds like bullshit to me.
Well, first of all, if I subscribe to fucking People Magazine for $4.99 a month, Renee be telling me how we are on a budget.
Uh-huh.
But she will buy this $25 a month BarkBox. And then she found this other one that is for rescue dogs.
Does it have puppy porn in it?
I don't know what it's got in it, but Rudy knows. And I guess he can smell the treats in the box. And Rudy knows, so when you sit it on the floor, he'll just rip the sumbitch open and get everything out.
So he was happy.
Yeah, he was happy, you know.
That's a big day.
It happens once a month. I ain't even allowed to get those razors that you order in the mail.
Harry's razors?
Harry's razors, yeah. I can't even get those things. I don't feel like I'm treated as well as a dog.
As equal.
If I could say Renee treated me like a dog,
in fairness,
I'd be happy.
It'd be an upgrade.
It would.
In fairness, she loves the dog more than she loves you.
That's true.
All right. Before we get into the story about Amy Winehouse, I'm going to give a shout-out to our Patreon subscribers. We sincerely appreciate all of you who have sponsored us on Patreon. It allows us to... continue the podcast. We've talked today about how we would like to do the podcast full time at some point. So we really appreciate all of you who support us on Patreon. If you would like to support us on Patreon, just go to patreon.com/historydweebs, where you can give a little, you can give a lot, or
just a wee little bit, mate.
So I'm going to start this time with thanking our Patreon supporters. I'm going to give a special thank you to Jason Dykes. Jason, of course, has been a longtime Patreon supporter, and I left him off the last couple of times. I feel really bad about that. So, Jason.
You really should.
I do.
Yeah, you should.
We really appreciate it.
I wonder if we got any Patreon sponsors the way you treat them.
I really appreciate it. You're supposed to be talking in your Cockney accent.
No, he's not.
Jason, we really appreciate your support. And Jason is coming to CrimeCon. He's already got his...
I can't wait to meet Jason. Jason was one of the funniest son of bitches you ever got to meet.
Did you book your hotel room?
Renee did, yeah.
Are you sure?
We want to see confirmation.
Yeah, we need some kind of proof from you.
Yeah.
You guys hurt me a little bit.
Jason,
really?
On the other hand, has already booked his flight and his room. So, Chuck...
I should have waited because I could have just stayed. I believe Jason and I would have... Would have been very good roommates.
Jason probably wants to get laid at the thing.
Is Jason a single man?
I don't know. I don't know. But that doesn't change necessarily. I mean, he doesn't want to get laid.
Because you know the colonel is a lady magnet.
Yeah, I know that.
No,
you do better when you're talking in your Cockney accent.
No.
All right, let me get anyway, thank you, Jason. I'm sorry I left you off the last couple times, but we really do appreciate your support. I also want to give a shout-out to Alicia and Chip. T.J. Young, of course, T.J. is a big supporter of the podcast. He's very active on our Facebook group. So thank you, T.J. Bridget Clavey, of course, Brandon McBride, Maja, Aaron. Thank you, Aaron. Kimberly Chabron, Lise, Scotty J. with the Killers, Cults, and Nutjobs podcast, Diane Student with the History Goes Bump podcast, Amber Trevino, Annette Petre, Lise, Leslie Hagar, Amber Scoville, of course, Jahara, Dr. Jeff and his lovely wife, Dawn, Andrew Happ, Holly Woodward, Shirley Strapp, Todd Long, Lisa Fisher and her sister, Ruth, Jennifer Rasnick, Tyrone, Phyllis Munson, Sarah Morgan, Melissa Montoya, Brittany Martin, Joe Hopkins from the Now American History Podcast, Mandy Swanson, Jennifer Siemens and her mother, Linda, Cindy Liu, Heather Poole, Charlie and Allie from the Insight Podcast, Chris Hauer and her cat, Jeffrey the Wonder Cat, and we have a new sponsor, Christine Bourgeois. So, Christine, thank you for supporting us on Patreon. Cheryl Welton and Rudy the Wonder Dog. I would like to also give a special shout out to Stephanie from Stephanie D from Twitter. She said she's given our show a listen, and she hasn't quite figured us out yet, but she says she's going to keep trying. So
good luck.
Yeah, we're trying to figure ourselves out, Stephanie. But seriously, Stephanie, we're glad that you know, you're giving us some time, and we hope you like the podcast. Hope we grow on you.
Like warts.
Yeah, no,
we're like an STD. give us a little while.
Well, she loves the story, but you know, we get off topic some. So
we do.
I get so tired of hearing these off-topic comments because I believe, Timmy. Mm-hmm. Now you hand me a script, mm-hmm. and I am laser focused on that script.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah, but we get off topic.
There was a whole thing on podcast we listened to about cussing on the show, and I did not throw you under the bus, devil. However, if it were not for you, we would not have that E listing by our name.
Yeah, he's got a fair point, but talk in your Cockney accent.
I can't do my Cockney accent, mate.
Yeah, so if it's you obviously we could get away from that E rating.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what.
You would be more ladylike.
We could be a much more family-friendly show.
If she was more ladylike.
If you were more ladylike, I cannot even have the missus listen to one of our shows because you embarrass. Yeah, she clutches her pearls as one of the ladies on that
I've met Renee
said.
Several times.
And she just... Rudy one time put his paws over his eyes when he was listening to the podcast.
That's fine.
So, yeah, Brandy, if you could just watch your language, we'd appreciate it.
And stay on topic. If you could just stay on topic.
Yeah, both of those things. It'd be great. It'd be great.
It'd be lovely.
Sure.
Okay. This podcast is dedicated to our dear friend, Allie.
Who we have a blood feud with.
Yes.
No, we don't.
No, we don't. You have a blood feud with her.
It's back on. The blood feud's back on.
Good.
I can count on no fingers how many people care about that.
Oh, Allie does.
Allie does not.
Allie's in Australia right now.
I don't think Allie has changed her life at all because of this.
Now, is one of you two got my back if Charlie jumps into this thing? Because I'm not sure it's going to be a fair...
Yeah, we got Charlie's back.
Don't say we. I'm not. You would be over there in the corner trying to dodge cars.
I do not want to be in the middle of I don't want to be in the middle of gunplay. I have to do that every day walking to lunch.
Or celebratory gunfire.
Australians do not use guns often.
Yeah, well.
They have knives.
I'm ready for Allie, but we are dedicating this one to you, Allie.
Yes, because she's been waiting for this one. So, all right, let's talk about Amy. Much can be said about the late Amy Winehouse.
Not really.
One of the.
I hope so. We got to do a whole damn right. podcast on it.
I don't
so.
Know what you could possibly yeah. say.
I'm 3 words into this thing. Will you please let me at least get into it before you start ragging me?
She was born, she sang, she died.
She smoked a little meth.
All right. Much can be said about the late Amy Winehouse, one of UK's flagship vocalists during the 2000s. Brandy, her voice memorized.
It memorized what?
During the
mesmerized.
During the aughts, Timmy.
The aughts. A generation, even as her drug addled antics left fans riddled with sympathy and disappointment in her choices. Kind of like me.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah. Disappoint your fans pretty regularly.
No, yeah. She was a slow motion train wreck.
Yeah.
I don't think really, though, there was anybody that followed Amy Winehouse that did not know the conclusion this was going to come
yeah,
to.
Yeah, it was.
Duh.
You know, I kind of thought the same thing about.
That was not very compassionate, though.
No, you know what? I thought the same thing about. Remember when Britney Spears was going through her whole.
Yeah, I thought she was goner.
I did, too. But anyway, Amy would record only 2 albums. Her debut album, Frank, named after Frank Sinatra, in 2003. And the award-winning Back to Black in 2006. Whatever it was, her tragically fleeting life, Brandy, went afar from unnoticed. And despite all that we had wished for to could change her, her talent and charisma can never be denied.
Well, it can. It can.
No, it can't.
Well.
The British press and tabloids seem to focus on her rowdy behavior, heavy consumptions of alcohol, and tragic end. But fans and critics alike embraced her rugged charm, brash sense of humor, and distinctively soulful and jazzy vocals. Like how I put those words together and make a sentence.
Yeah.
Please speak in your
mouth. He puts words together and makes a sentence. That's why him's the script writer.
Please talk in your Cockney accent.
Please do not.
Her platinum-selling breakthrough album, Frank, in 2003... listed comparisons ranging from Billie Holiday and Sarah Vaughan to Lauryn Hill. Mm. Interesting enough, despite her strong accent and vernacular, like your strong accent.
Vernacular.
Yeah. She spoke with a Cockney accent.
Vernacular.
One can often hear aspects of each of these singers in her repertoire in Winehouse's own voice. Nonetheless, Brandy. Her allure has always been songwriting, almost always lure? Deeply personal.
She was fishing with a lure.
But best known for its brutal candor. Born in London, England, that's over in across the ocean, Brandy. London, England. Where
it's by Lady Beverly.
We're by Lady, yeah, near Lady Beverly. Yeah.
Not London, Kentucky.
No, or London, Ohio. Mm-hmm. Nor London, Ontario. But London. England.
London, England.
She was born on September 14th, 1983. She broke into the music business at age 16 when a classmate passed along a demo tape of hers. She was a jazz vocalist. Later music blossomed into a combination of jazz, pop, soul, and R&B. Amy Winehouse would go on to win 5 Grammy Awards, all of them connected to her 2006 album, Back in Black.
Milli Vanilli won a bunch of Grammy Awards, too, didn't they?
Yeah, but they didn't really sing.
I'm getting a sense here, though.
I don't think it matters.
Through this.
Clearly, it does not.
And we're only, what, a page into this?
Not yet. No.
I'm
not.
Getting
I think
a
Timmy
sense
has a crush.
You're not a big fan of Amy Winehouse, and that Timmy is a...
Timmy's like a hard-on Uber fan.
Yeah.
You know what? It's not that I'm not a fan of Amy Winehouse, but... The fact of the matter is, you know, she made 2 albums. They were good. They
Timmy's
were fine.
A wine Lieber.
Well, yeah, he is. He's yeah. But I just she was a junkie that, you know, died.
Okay, so this podcast is 60 minutes long, and that was a 1 second
synopsis.
Summer.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, so Amy was born in Amy. You like that?
I am.
Yeah. She was born in Southgate, and it's a suburb of
Kentucky.
North London, England.
It's right next to Northgate.
Yeah.
The London borough of, it's between the London borough of Barnet.
Come on, Bob Ross, spit it out.
And Enfield. I know you know where those are at, Brandy. You couldn't even pick out London on a map.
You know what?
Couldn't pick out England on a map.
You know what? But I can say London 9 out of 10 times.
I've been to Enfield, as a matter of fact.
Have you? Really?
No, the infield.
Never mind.
Yeah, scratch that.
Anyway, it's located 8 miles north of London. Southgate is a cosmopolitan area. It's a very diverse community. There's a prominent Jewish community in that area. And, of course, Amy was Jewish.
Of course. She was Jewish? Why is that of course? Yes.
Well, because she was from there. If you had done any research, you would have known she was Jewish.
Well, I knew she was Jewish.
All right. Then, of course.
Jewish last name?
I don't know.
Weinhauskowitz, that sounds Jewish, but please don't go there. No, I'm just saying Weinhaus don't sound like a, it sounds like
well,
a
Jew. Well, he's saying like, of course she was Jewish. Like, yeah, of course, like, if you're from there, you have to be Jewish.
No, I was saying that most people are aware that
Amy Winehouse, you should not stereotype the people from that town.
I knew she was Jewish.
All right. So it's common knowledge.
Everybody knows it.
Okay.
I didn't know.
So I said, of course.
You need to simmer down over there.
Anyway, it was in this working class. The Southgate had a population, or today has a population around 15,000. It was in this working class community that Amy Jade Winehouse was born on September 14th, 1983, Colonel.
Yeah,
you were 60 years old by that point.
What, 1983? I had just graduated from high school.
Oh my God, I was in the third grade.
Yeah, I just graduated from high school.
I was in college. Anyway.
There you go.
Which time? You went to college like 10 different times.
I mean, I was an undergraduate in 83. Amy... see, I'm saying it again. I'm getting that Cockney accent down. Amy.
Yeah, you're on it.
I'm trying to practice in case the ladies from Slaughter, you know, they have an opening and would like to hire me and take me away from, you know, this minor league stuff.
This abusive relationship.
Yeah.
You know, I love how he rags on me. He sits and rags on me and rips on me. London is across the ocean, Brandy. And then you say anything to him and he's like, motherfucker, I told you. Why would you not know that?
I think you're being very harsh. When I'm on the Slaughter podcast, I'm going to be on just between. I might just make a career of just going
you
on.
You might guest just hosting. Be a guest. You might be the Burt Reynolds. You're going to be the Burt Reynolds of podcasts.
There's enough true crime podcasts that I could be on a different one every week for the rest of my life. If people would just have me.
You know what? I could be playing center field for the Reds on opening day.
They would have you.
Just if, you know, they could.
Well, I look at it this way. I've got a cameo appearance on Already Gone. That went splendidly. I mean, people are still talking about it. So it's just a matter of time before
you get snatched up.
Exactly. Oh, and then you two guys are by yourself.
But here's the problem. If he goes on to Slaughter, then all the English people are going to think that this is how we talk.
Well, he does speak the King's English.
Yeah, I said amen. I just said amen. I think I would fit right in, amen. All right. You guys are being ridiculous.
I don't think the people from Slaughter are going to say.
Lucy
well,
and Amy
we'll just record
say,
on Wednesday because Timmy didn't sleep good the night before.
And we can't do it till like 1 o'clock because Timmy's got to go to lunch at 10.
He's got to go to lunch at 10, yeah.
Okay, I want to be on Between Us Girls. So, Danielle, make it happen. And Lucy and Emmy, please take me away from all this and put me on Slaughter. I can say Amy.
Well, there you go then. And that's what's clutch.
Amy.
Okay. Anyway, Amy's parents were Jewish.
He sounds like Forrest Gump.
But a British Forrest Gump.
No. More of an Appalachian Forrest Gump.
Amy's parents were Jewish.
We covered that 10 minutes ago.
Everybody's Jewish out there.
Yeah. Her father. What? See, I don't know what to think of her father in law.
Oh, he's slimy.
Well, no, don't say that because we'll get sued.
Well, I can't say
well,
it. And
you're speaking for yourself.
I will speak for myself. Okay. He is slimy.
the views of the devil do not represent the views of the History Blues podcast.
I do not know this man.
His handling of this situation was slimy and suspect at best.
That's one perspective. Although he would say...
He would say something different.
Yeah, they would say that they tried for years to get her into treatment and she wouldn't go into treatment.
Well, that may be.
No.
Yeah, okay.
They wanted to get her into rehab and she said...
No.
Her father,
Mitchell Mitch. They called him Mitch, which is short for Mitchell.
Thank you.
Big Mitch.
Mitch. Nope. Winehouse.
Today.
Hey, May. Was a window panel installer. And the slaughter they was making fun of American accent the other day. It was hilarious.
Just say Amy for me one more time.
Amy. Amy. I listened.
Say Jenny like that. Say Jenny.
Jenny. Don't hit the table. Come on.
Run, Boris, run.
Exactly. Jenny. I told you.
Boiled shrimp.
He don't have no legs.
Peeled shrimp.
But you don't have no legs, Lieutenant Dan. Amy. Amy's parents were Jewish.
No. And her dad was a window installer, I betcha.
Her dad was a window installer panel, a window panel installer. God damn. He didn't install the windows. He just installed the panels. Yeah.
Sure. Okay.
Someone else installed the windows.
Clearly.
But he was also later a taxi driver. And her mother's name was Janice. She was a pharmacist.
Right? Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That'd be a good job to have.
Worked out well for Amy.
Amy's ancestors were Russian and Polish Jewish immigrants to London. I just showed the colonel a picture of a Russian friend that I had before we started.
She's cool. Yeah, you did. He showed me a couple pictures all of your Russian friend.
Yeah, I got this Russian connection going on now. Yeah,
you do.
Yeah, me and Paul Manafort. Amy had an older brother named Alex who was 4 years her senior. That means he was 4 years older than her brother.
See? But you say something to him, he's going to get you. Go, can we get back to this? Why are you being like that?
Anyway, let's get back to the story. This is ridiculous. Growing up in Southgate area of Enfield, Amy went to Southgate School, which would make sense.
Sure it
was. Dude, I think you started at the beginning and then started over again.
No, and then she went to Ashmole School. She was introduced to music at a very early age by her parents. Her father would sing to her. He was really into, like, jazz and, like, the standards, like Frank Sinatra, Carole King, James Taylor, and all that, and he would sing to her.
It's not jazz. But that's
no,
okay.
And jazz, I said.
Okay.
And then she would...
Jazz.
He would sing to her even when she was a baby, and she would finish the lines for him. So
when she was a baby?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Baby. Yeah,
she couldn't even...
Amy's upbringing was surrounded by jazz.
Amazing.
Many of her uncles on her mother's side was professional jazz musicians.
What?
And her father...
Say that in accent.
No. And her father sang as a child with... her father sang as a child with his own family. So it was a music-friendly home, Brandy.
So they had the Partridge Family.
Kinda.
Yeah.
Amy's paternal grandmother once had an affair... What? Amy's paternal grandmother once had an affair with British jazz legend Ronnie Scott. Any relation to you, Brandy?
Probably.
So he's banging grandma. Well, she might not have been a grandma when he was banging her. But
you never know. Maybe she was a gilf.
She may have been a gilf.
She could have been a good gilf. Great-grandma.
Those are harder to come by, though.
They are.
Yeah, they usually die before they reach that stage. At the age of 10...
But that's when they become attractive sometimes.
Okay. At the age of 10...
He's shooting you side-eye over
it. And he gave me a dirty look with that one.
At the age of 10, Amy became drawn to the rebellious spirit of groups like girl bands like TLC. By the way, we have a podcast coming up on Lisa Left Eye Lopez.
We do.
Wait.
Again?
Salt and Pepper. You know Salt and Pepper. push it.
Push it. Push it.
They've been pushing that a long time.
Yeah. I know. They're still on tour.
And other are, yeah, but they're like long on the tooth now. they've hit the wall. They've really hit the wall.
I don't know.
I'm not pushing it anymore.
You gotta get the penis.
He's pulling it back.
You're pulling it at this point. All right. So she was in like the hip hop stuff, and she founded an amateur rap group when she was 10 years old called Sweet and Sour. So you probably heard of them.
Sure.
Like salt and pepper.
But different.
Like gummy bears.
I knew a guy in high school who tattooed over his nipple Sweet and Sour.
Yeah, I wonder if that...
His name was Slim. Slim was... Slim was a fifth-year senior.
I wonder if he regrets that decision now.
I doubt it.
He redshirted his freshman year.
He redshirted every year. Oh.
Did you date Slim?
No.
Not yet.
No.
As soon as Dave gets tired of it, she can be looking up Slim on Facebook.
Slim might be gone. Slim might have left this earthly plane.
All right. So, so at the age of 12, Amy had already demonstrated a lot of musical talent, and she entered the Sylvia Young Theater School. On her application, Amy stated her goal was to be famous and to have the world hear her voice and sell out concerts all over the world. So that was a dream that came true. Her first brush with controversy came 2 years later when she was expelled from school for not applying herself and piercing her nose.
You
can do one or the other. You can pierce your nose and apply yourself. But if you pierce your nose, you got to apply it yourself. You can't not apply yourself
and pierce your nose.
Pierce your nose.
Right.
You know, and you got to apply yourself to pierce your nose.
Yeah.
I mean, because piercing your nose is a commitment.
How bad does that hurt, Brandy, when you pierce body parts? I've never had a piercing.
It doesn't hurt. I take that. It depends on what it is, I would guess.
Like a clit?
I don't know. I don't.
Do you set off the metal detector and girlfriend?
Ask one of your nasty-ass girlfriends.
Have you ever been with somebody who had their junk pierced? Uh-huh. Really?
Uh-huh.
Hmm.
Uh-huh. Okay.
If you can see the look devil's giving him right now.
Well, I mean, it's common. It's not that uncommon.
I don't know that it's that common.
Well, I just, you know.
Uh-huh. 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 I'm answering.
See, unlike,
I like the pierced
tongue. Unlike you.
I like pierced tongues better than anything, though. That's sexy.
You know what's...
And navels.
Very much like having a pierced tongue.
Unless it's a guy. The pierced navels don't work for a guy.
Is if you... if before the act, you just have the girl pop a couple peanuts in her mouth.
Yeah.
So it's just like that. The same thing.
All right.
But different.
It's a choking hazard.
Right. Right.
You got to give them the Heimlich every now and again.
That's ridiculous. All right, so after playing with her brother's guitar when she was 14, Amy bought her own guitar. And began writing music a year later. Conventional school did not last long for Amy. She eventually dropped out, taking up a part-time job that included singing in a jazz band.
She dropped out of school? I'm shocked.
At 16, her close friend, Tyler James, a soul singer, passed a demo tape of hers over to a recording agent. That move led to Amy signing with 19 Management, the management company owned by Simon Fuller, who was the man behind American Idol. Hmm. With this expert backing...
I thought Simon Cowell was behind American Idol.
Yeah, I think he was like the executive producer or something. Hmm. With an expert backing, Amy signed to a record with Island... records, and eventually received a publishing deal with EMI. She hired a band they called the Dap Kings, who had long been backing a band for New York singer Sharon Jones, and set up writing and recording Amy's first album.
She stole Sharon Jones' band?
Apparently.
It's a dick move.
Yeah, that was a big dick move.
Well, it was a career move for the Dap Kings. I mean, you know, you're hanging, if you're a Dap King, you got to go where the money is. 2003... Amy met Blake Felder Civil, and this guy.
Oh yeah, this guy's out of control.
He's bad news. Yeah. He was a music video production assistant, and would.
He was a coffee boy.
He was a drug dealer, basically. He dealt in drugs. I should say he had taken drugs. I don't want to get sued. The two began.
You're a lawyer, for the love of God.
I know, that's why I'm being careful what I say, because this guy's still alive. And
what's he going to do? Come over here?
Well, I'm just saying he has a record of it's well known he was involved in drugs. The two began a passionate but stormy relationship. And Amy had his name, tattooed over her heart. Although in photos, it appears that Amy's body was covered with tattoos. But in fact, she only had 11 of them.
Oh, that's all?
Yeah.
That's all.
How many tattoos do you have?
I have 4, but she had no boobs.
Well, I can't help that. Brandy, how many tattoos?
1.
Okay. What is it? Want to share?
It's none your business.
Well, you don't want to say where. I just say what.
Oh, it's my son's initial.
Okay.
Yeah. Where's that at?
She said none of our business.
Well, she'll tell me. She won't tell you.
All right. So anyway, it wasn't long.
On the back of my hip.
See, I told you.
Amy's career took off pretty quickly. She debuted, her album Frank debuted, was released on October 20th, 2003 by Island Records. The album was a jazz, pop, soul, hip-hop blend together. It had very clever lyrics. It was received very well by critics, and it prompted comparisons to artists such as Sarah Vaughan and Billie Holiday. And Brandy's going to tell
and
us.
And Lauryn Hill.
That's what I heard.
Yeah. Tell us more about Amy.
I thought she was more of a Nora Jones type, but.
She was a. Maybe.
Nora Jones hot still. Although, you know what? Now, in 1997, this movie, Dances with Wolves, won the Oscar for the best movie.
Yes.
Yeah.
Over Goodfellas.
I know.
One of the greatest movies of all time. Would you agree?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, and just 2005 or whatever, Nora Jones' album wins the Grammy for best album over Bruce's The Rising, one of the greatest albums of all time. That's why I just do not. That's why you don't see me at the Oscars or the Grammys.
You're boycotting them.
Yeah, I mean it's all political.
Well, that you're not invited.
Yeah, I thought that was probably the main reason.
That's the big reason there.
Okay, what happens next with Amy?
So apart from two covers, every song on the album was co-written by Winehouse and marked the beginning of her collaboration with producer Salaam Remy. Frank was nominated for 2 British awards for British Female Solo Act and British Urban Act. Winehouse also won the prestigious Ivor Novello Award for Best Contemporary Song for Stronger Than Me.
That's all politics, too.
Well, on the back of the album's success, Winehouse performed at Glastonbury at the V Festival. In 2005, Winehouse teamed up with producer Mark Ronson and began writing her second album after an 18-month songwriting hiatus.
Hiatus means a period of time when she's not doing anything. Away. Hiatus means away.
Notice how I said hiatus right on the first time. You should try that. Winehouse.
That's just a little tension. You know, it makes me nervous when mommy and daddy fight here. I sense some tension.
You know what makes me nervous is when you hit your mic stand and it creates.
I did not hit my number.
Nobody hit their mic stand.
Nobody hit.
Simmer down over there, bad ears. Jesus. God.
You got rabbit ears.
I've got our listeners in mind, and you guys apparently don't.
No, you don't, because you keep telling them to talk in a Cockney accent, which is offensive and awful.
You talk in a Cockney accent, Colonel?
No.
Oh, I definitely can, mate.
All right. Winehouse love, said love, Ronson's... Love. Winehouse
well, you call me
said,
mate, you call her love.
Yeah, love.
Winehouse said Ronson's involvement was so inspirational, she wrote the album in 6 months.
Oh, bollocks.
As her fame grew, so did speculation in the press about her lifestyle. On her 2006 track, Rehab, Winehouse chronicled her love of partying hard and her defiance to seek help for it, setting a course for the issues in her personal life. Mid-year, Winehouse's camp began denying the singer had a substance abuse problem, even though she was photographed every other flipping day high and stumbling and losing her shoe.
Yeah, she's
later, and her teeth.
She lost her teeth.
She lost her teeth. Fuck yes,
she lost
did.
Her teeth.
In addition to the drug abuse she had, she was suffering from.
She had an alcohol problem
and bulimia.
Yeah, well.
I thought she was kind of skinny.
Yeah, well.
That's why she didn't have
her lusks. Yeah, her weight. Like over a 2-year, 3-year period.
She began to cancel dates, a string of events that would become commonplace in her short-lived career. In January of 2006, Ronson played early versions of the soon-to-be hits Rehab and Wake Up Alone on his radio show on New York's East Village Radio. In late October of 2006, Winehouse's second album, Back to Black, was released.
Good album.
It was. It's a really good album.
I think Frank was probably better. Frank.
Back to Black is pretty.
Back to Black was the second and final studio album by Amy.
Back to Black. It's that.
That's not it.
It's a long.
It was released
back.
On October 27, 2006, by Island Records. The album was shared production credits for Remy and Ronson, represented a move away from jazz, and drew on 1950s girl group harmonies, soul, and rock and roll.
And that's when she started wearing the big beehive.
Beehive hat. She didn't look good in that.
The album.
Nobody looks good in that.
The beehive.
Adele pulls it off.
Adele doesn't do too bad in it.
Yeah, she pulls it off. The album was a massive success. It hit number one on the UK charts and debuted at number 7 on the US Billboard 200. At the 50th annual Grammy Award ceremony, Back to Black won Best Best Pop Vocal Album, and was also nominated for Album of the Year. At the same ceremony, Winehouse won 4 additional awards, meaning that she ties with 5 other artists as the second most awarded female in a single ceremony. So she's tied with 5 other people for second place.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, she just released 2 albums.
Well, I know.
All right. So,
she could have stayed off the pipe. Maybe there would have been more.
She had a very short career.
Let's see. Even as the issues in her personal life began to cause speculation, her music career was thriving, with accolades flowing in from rappers like Jay-Z, who began appearing on remixes of her songs, broadening her appeal to a wider spectrum of audiences beyond retro-leaning hipsters. But her legal troubles would make just as many headlines as her award wins and chart-topping successes. In October of 2007, she was arrested for marijuana possession with her equally troubled husband, Blake, by her side in Norway. Before the year's end, she would also have visa problems and health issues, making shows hard to keep.
Yeah, they got married like at a spur of the moment.
I remember.
Got married in Miami like at the drop of a hat.
Yep.
I don't know what he brought to the table, really. I mean, the drugs, I guess.
I don't know. Maybe he had a big schlong. Winehouse's tempestuous relationship.
See, that's why we can't have good listeners. She's always talking about the dick.
And see, we made it through this entire podcast.
This was a penis-free
podcast. But now all of a sudden
podcast.
You gave us an E.
First of all,
devil.
As soon as you opened your mouth, it was stopped
you gave
being
us
a penis-free podcast.
Now I don't know how to take that.
You take that however you want.
You just gave us the E.
Okay.
We just got the M stick off.
I did not discuss penis. Did you discuss penis in this podcast?
I haven't said no.
I stand by my earlier statement.
Then all of a sudden,
the penis on the brain.
Penis and for fuck's sake, could you just read the script?
Oh, there's an E. Winehouse's tempestuous relationship with Fielder Civil was the catalyst for much of her destructive behavior. She makes her own decisions.
And her
during
songwriting,
one breakup,
too.
Mm-hmm, during one breakup, Winehouse admitted to drowning her sorrows in booze. But she also used the heartbreak as impetus in writing her new album.
Impetus is like...
I know what it is. Okay. Her drug and alcohol intake increasingly affected her live performances as she turned up to several clubs or TV performances too drunk to complete her set. Her management company suggested she enter rehab, but rather than take their advice, Winehouse
dumped the management company
and turned the experience into the catchiest song on her new album, Rehab. The song that made her famous was written by complete accident. Apparently, she was walking the streets with her producer, Mark Ronson, talking about how her friends kept attempting to check her into rehabilitation for alcohol abuse, when she suddenly broke out into the first line of the song. They tried to make me go to rehab, and I said, no, no, no.
Mate.
No, 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 mate.
Winehouse later told the Sun newspaper she did go to rehab, but it didn't last long.
Didn't take. It
I did
not take on a girl.
I did for just 15 minutes. I went in and said hello. explained that I drink because I'm in love and have fucked up the relationship, and then I walked out. Her weight was a particular focus, with the once curvy singer appearing to drop several dress sizes in 2006.
Yeah, can you just see, like, from, like, 2003, she looked really good. I mean, her body was great, but then by, you know, 2006, you could see her.
She was just wasting away to nothing, Timmy.
Yeah, it was the drugs and bulimia and
Amy alcohol. Told an interviewer that her new slim look was due to cutting back on her marijuana use.
Not sure of that. Nobody bought that one.
Yeah.
Back to Black won Album of the Year at the MTV Europe Music Awards and Best Pop Vocal Album and Best New Artist at the 2008 Grammy Awards. Rehab won numerous awards, including Grammys for Record of the Year and Song of the Year. Time Magazine rated Rehab as the best song of 2007, praising Winehouse as mouthy, funny, sultry, and quite possibly crazy. It's impossible not to be seduced by her originality. Combine it with production by Mark Ronson that references four decades worth of soul music without once ripping it off, and you've got the best song of 2007, it raved. Back to Black was the top-selling album in the UK in 2007 for both over-the-counter and iTunes sales. Several other singles were released from the album and all charted well. In late 2007, Winehouse's debut album, Frank, was released in the United States, debuting at number 61 on the Billboard charts. In early 2007, Winehouse and Blake Fielder Civil ended relationships with other partners and got back together. In May, the couple were married in Miami, Florida, with Winehouse telling Rolling Stone magazine, "I know I'm talented, but I wasn't put here to sing. I was put here to be a wife and a mom and look after my family."
Yeah, I'm not sure I would want her babysitting my kids.
She wanted to be a parent. But that relationship, he was involved with another relationship the whole time. He kept going, like, back and forth between him.
Well, he was a catch.
She was throwing up all over the place.
You wonder,
teeth falling out.
I mean, ain't nobody
I want for our pal. Well, she ain't going to be Rudy's our pal with the teeth all falling out on
the
floor.
That's what the drugs did.
In June of that year, Winehouse, who has admitted to problems with depression and self-harm, was seen in a video posing for a photographer while scratching "I Love Blake" on her stomach with a shard of broken glass. Jesus.
That's commitment right there.
Well, she was seen in a video posing for a photographer, and the photographer was letting her do that?
Well, and then they were both photographed walking down the street with, she had like blood on her leg where she'd been cutting herself.
Would you carve history dweebs into your belly for us, Devil?
No.
See, she got no commitment.
So, I mean, she's got...
Give me a pocket knife to me.
She had a lot of issues besides substance abuse, I think.
2 months later, she was rushed to the hospital in London, suffering from, and I'm going to put air bunnies around this, exhaustion.
Okay.
How come everybody get exhaustion?
Well,
is that why you didn't come into work yesterday, Timmy? Exhaustion.
Yeah.
She later admitted it was a drug overdose. Probably the same with Timmy.
Probably.
Shortly after, Amy and Blake checked into a rehab retreat in Essex, England, but checked out a few days later and went on a holiday to St. Lucia. They worked hard. They're out.
And you know what? I don't want to start no rumors about people on the show or anything. But have you ever noticed you ain't never seen Timmy in a short sleeve shirt?
Mm-hmm. Continue, Brandon.
He has exhaustion.
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Quite a bit.
Yeah, he's probably got track marks all over his arm.
You know, you don't, because it's still winter. In the summer, I wear short sleeve shirts all the time.
But you wear a jacket over them.
I get a chill.
Right. On August 23rd, 2007, the newlyweds had a heated argument in a London hotel room with the London papers carrying photographs of a bruised and bloodied Winehouse and a scratched Blake leaving the hotel.
Yeah, that's what I was referring
to. Winehouse denied her husband had caused the injury, saying in emails that I was cutting myself after he found me in our room about to do drugs with a call girl, and rightly said I wasn't good enough for him. I lost it. So she was about to do drugs with a call girl?
No. He was about to do drugs. She was about to do drugs, and she walked in on me as a call girl, according to her.
Cutting myself after he found me in our room about to do drugs with a call girl.
Yeah. There was a call girl involved. It wasn't her. She wasn't with a call girl.
There's a potential three-way. That's all I'm hearing.
He kind of wasn't faithful throughout the whole relationship.
No, I caught that. But okay. The way this is worded or whatever, it just sounds like she was in there with a call girl about to get high.
No, that's not the case.
Well, I don't think you know what you're talking about.
I wrote it. I know what I'm talking about.
The picture got a little muddy there.
Anything?
All right, continue.
The incident caused a massive stir with Blake's mother saying on the radio, I think they both need to get medical help before one of them, if not both of them, eventually will die. By this time, her troubles were quite public. That year, a website set up called When Will Amy Winehouse Die? With visitors asked to guess the date of her death with the chance of winning an iPod Touch. Sounds legit.
Yeah.
The controversy continued into October with the couple being arrested in Norway for possession of marijuana. In November, police raided Winehouse's London home and arrested Fielder Civil on charges of trying to pervert the course of justice.
Oh, you...
Well, he had a charge against him, and he tried to bribe the jury.
I know, I was getting to that part.
He tried to pervert justice.
Police allege Blake had tried to pay off a witness due to give testimony in an assault case he was involved in.
That'd make a name for a good podcast, Perverted Justice.
Later that month, with Blake in jail, Winehouse turned up at a Birmingham concert drunk and emotionally distressed. She was booed by the audience, and the critic for the Birmingham Mail said the show consisted of a supremely talented artist reduced to tears, stumbling around the stage and, unforgivably, swearing at the audience.
Did you see footage of that? Have you seen footage of that? Yeah, it's pretty sad.
She later canceled all further appearances for 2007, saying on her website, I can't give it my all on stage without my Blake. My husband is everything to me, and without him... it just isn't the same.
So she basically was pulling a Timmy. She was saying, fuck it, I'm taking everything and going home.
Pretty much.
That's what
according to Blake, and this is his side.
I wonder who got her mad.
She wouldn't visit him while he was in jail. And she lived like real, she lived nearby, but she wouldn't visit him.
Well, she didn't leave the house much.
Yeah.
On January 22nd, 2008, the Sun newspaper revealed footage of Winehouse allegedly smoking a crack pipe and talking about ecstasy and Valium. She entered a rehab facility days later with her record company issuing a statement saying she's come to understand that she requires specialist treatment to continue her ongoing recovery from drug addiction.
Yeah, that picture of her with a crack pipe, it was like all over the press, all over TV. It was a big deal.
Yeah. 2 weeks later, Winehouse won 5 categories at the 2008 Grammy Awards. But visa complications arising from her drug use prevented her from attending in person.
Yeah, she couldn't get a visa to the U.S.
Yeah, but shouldn't she? I thought she was in rehab. Back. Why would she get out and go? Or did she already leave?
She was at 2 weeks, I think. She was in rehab 2 weeks before the Grammys.
Yeah.
But then they do this satellite thing. Where she does it satellite because she can't get into the country.
Right.
But she gave a great performance. I mean, the performance I saw, I was watching it last night, and it was like she like knocked it out of the park.
She accepted via satellite from London and performed her hit. You know, he gives away the entire fucking story. Mm-hmm. He shouldn't be allowed to talk.
That's a podcast. I mean, I should
and performed her hits, You Know I'm No Good, and Rehab.
You do tend to jump ahead a little bit.
Wow.
You've already read this script.
Yeah, I wrote it.
Yeah, you wrote it.
I read it. I researched it.
Yeah. We just can't say most of it out loud.
Neither of you have done.
Just can't pronounce it.
Just can't say it, yeah.
Just can't. He cannot orate it.
Yeah.
He has read it and scripted it. But no, I'm just saying you give away.
I'm like Marvin Hamlish. I write great. I write these great stories. These gripping tales.
And we're like Hobo Willie.
Oh, you're just like Boxcar Willie. You just sang. You don't have to think.
You're basically the Moody Blues. You got these rush arrangements.
There are singers, people who can sing on every corner. There's people who can read podcast scripts on every corner, but not everyone can write. You are replaceable.
Wait a minute. If there are people that can sing on every corner, why the fuck am I talking about Amy Winehouse?
I'm saying because she was a writer. That was her talent. She could write and sing. I write. You guys are just like talking heads. That's all you're here, just like little actors. And you read your scripts and you go home. You get paid scale and then you go home.
I wish I got paid scale.
Who got scale? Who's getting scale around this
one? Scale is for podcasts is zero.
Zero.
So.
Okay.
What you do doesn't take a lot of talent. What I do, on the other hand, carries this show.
Let me tell you something.
I'm the creative
force. Not reaching across there and slapping the shit out of both of you, it takes a lot of talent.
What did I do? I'm sitting here just...
Colonel, you would agree. I'm the creative force of History Greeks.
I will agree. You are the brains behind the operation.
He is the writer.
He's the writer.
Yeah. All right.
Continue. Nobody can deny that.
He's basically the John Lennon and the Paul McCartney.
Thank you.
No.
Thank you, Colonel. You guys are Ringo.
Sorry.
You guys are Ringo.
No, I'm George Harrison. She's Ringo.
Fucking George Harrison. Award success aside, that's all right, because I'm the only one still fucking alive. Oh, no. Paul's still alive, isn't he?
My guitar.
Peace and love.
You're
peace
dead.
And love, peace and love.
My guitar will be his.
Oh, Cockney. Exactly. Peace and love.
Peace and love. Peace and love.
Peace and love.
Award success aside, 2008 was a memorable year for all the wrong reasons for Amy Winehouse.
Colonel's going to tell us what happens next.
She died.
Yes, I am.
She died.
No, don't jump ahead. Colonel, seriously, what happened?
Seriously.
Come on, bring some feeling to
quit
this.
Quit screwing around.
I'm trying to.
Put your back into it.
I'm trying to get
it.
Myself into character here, Timmy.
Put your back into
this is
it.
Serious.
Come on.
You know,
on.
I'm
serious. What happened?
Allie is listening. Is impress her with your reading.
Okay, mate.
Yeah. My kindergartner can read, too, so impress her.
Now, the 27 Club.
Yes.
Further breakdowns and attempts at intervention by a family all brought promises of an exceptional career to a shuddering halt, Timmy.
Now, see, that's how you read this script, Brandy. You just don't read it like you're reading a grocery list. You put some feeling into it. Continue, Colonel. Yeah. That's beautiful.
Basically, what we got here is...
Do you two want a circle jerk while I leave?
She's Pauly Shore and I'm Robert De Niro.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Something like that.
Something like that.
For real.
Yeah.
Do you need me to leave so you two can finish each other off?
Continue, Colonel. Bring...
Her turbulent marriage to
talk
Blake...
Talk from your diaphragm.
It could...
Yeah.
This coming from my soul, Timmy. From my soul. Her turbulent marriage to Blake continued to deteriorate to the point where he requested a divorce based on both claims of adultery and also to save the life of his wife. So he was being a gentleman and...
Yeah. Have you seen this guy?
He was accusing her of being a whore.
Yeah,
he was being chivalrous.
Even when he was in prison, he said that he had tried to get guys like that were getting released. They got to go follow her and beat up the guys that she's hanging out with because he was really jealous.
Well, they were divorced in August of 2009. Perhaps her family and friends were hoping the split from Blake would encourage her to give up drugs, but sadly, Timmy, this was not to be. Her life continued to spiral out of control, much like the devil
Brandy.
Over here. In December 2009, she was charged with assault.
You know when Amy was going through the drugs, the bulimia, and alcoholism and all that, you know what she didn't do? She didn't play Candy Crush during a performance.
She didn't.
She
might have got drunk and staggered through and cussed at the audience. But she didn't just stand there with a phone in a hand. Wonder if this little cherry goes here and this little whatever.
Well, I'm not playing Candy Crush, so you two can go fuck yourselves.
But she did, even when she was in the midst of her...
She never mellowed
she
in like
fighting,
Brandy did.
When she was fighting those demons, Timmy, she got up on stage and she gave it 100%. Even though she failed miserably, she at least tried.
Yeah, she didn't
she
just,
at least
she
tried,
there and
devil.
Play with her phone.
Yeah.
She ate popcorn.
eat popcorn, Hershey nuggets or whatever.
Talk about penises.
Always talking about penises. Yeah. You ever hear her talk about anything else?
It's like Brandy's obsessed with penises. I don't know.
Well, have we even brought up the fact today that Amy Winehouse, with her talent, good looks, and everything else, she dropped out of school, but she could have had a college degree had she.
Yeah. Well, if she wanted to sleep with her economics professor.
Exactly. Exactly.
She didn't do that.
But she did it the right way. She just said,
no, she did it the right way and got high and drunk and lost all her teeth and then just decided to piss it all away.
Continue, Colonel.
Well, her life continued.
I sense a little jealousy, though.
I do. She's a little hostile toward it. Yeah. Hello, Mrs. Bitters. Your table's ready. Table for one, Mrs. Bitters.
First of all, you don't even say it right.
Continue, Colonel.
Her life, it continued to spiral out of control.
Shocking.
In December 2009, she was charged with assault in connection with an incident at a theater in the UK where she heckled a performance of Cinderella.
Yeah, well,
it probably sucked.
And reportedly assaulted theater manager Richard Pound, who complained that Winehouse had pulled his hair, punched him, and kicked him when he asked her to move seats. You know, sometimes people just get comfortable at the theater.
Well,
to me,
and you don't want to get up. And, yeah, you know, ask me between acts. You know?
Yeah. Now, although Amy, she put in a number of performances in the ensuing years, she was booed off the stage or unable to complete her set on several occasions, Timmy. Tragic for such
but
a talent.
Never played Candy Crush.
Yeah, never did. Not once. Not once. I don't see it in here at all. Mm-mm. In July 2010, she sang the hit track Valerie alongside Mark Ronson at a film premiere. But the poor girl forgot some of the lyrics, Timmy.
She also did a duet with Tony Bennett.
Mm-hmm. I like Lady Gaga's duet, the commercial with Tony Bennett. Mm-hmm. Amy's last stint in rehab was reportedly in May 2011. However, Timmy, her attempts to get clean never truly helped her defeat her demons. Mm. And you know what? Maybe that's what you got. You got a Candy Crush demon. Maybe we should put her in rehab.
I think it's more than Candy Crush. Like a smack.
She said no, chasing, no, no.
Chasing the dragon.
She's over there chasing the Candy Crush dragon.
Yeah.
Keep going.
On June 2011, Amy checks out of the Priory Clinic. Just days after checking in, her rep insists she didn't bail too early from the rehab facility, saying she had finished her assessment and was raring to go on her European tour. She hit the headlines in June 2011 when she opened what was supposed to be a 12-date European tour in Belgrade.
Yeah, that didn't go well.
She appeared to be a shadow of a former self and was booed off the stage, Timmy.
See, if we ever did live performances, Brandy
be
would
booed. Yeah, Brandy be booed right now. People be throwing stuff at her, probably hitting me because, you know.
No, we pull it through because me and you will be there.
Well, yeah, I mean, we're basically.
We carry the podcast, basically.
Oh, my back's so sore, Timmy.
Yeah.
You know.
Continue, Colonel.
Huh.
On June 18, 2011, Amy gave just a disastrous performance in Belgrade, which she turned up late. She forgot the lyrics. She wandered around the stage aimlessly. Who's that sound like?
Well, no, actually, that sounds like you, Colonel.
Okay.
Thank you.
And garnered boos from the crowd.
Although people seem to like your singing for some reason. We've got some folks on our page that seem to like your singing. And
They do.
Vicki Ann Wallace just posted on the History Reads the podcast page that she wished she would sing more.
See? Yeah. And you guys want me to go sing in rehab, but I said no, no, no.
All right, continue with the story.
So this sham performance sparked a storm of media outrage, Timmy.
Mm-hmm.
And it was announced shortly afterwards that she would not be completing the tour. This was to be the last gig of a short career. On June 21st, the troubled singer called off the remainder of the 12-date European tour after that Belgrade horror.
Disaster, yeah.
After the Belgrade massacre, Timmy.
Mm-hmm.
Winehouse's rep, Chris Goodman, said the singer is withdrawing from all scheduled performances while she focuses on recovering. Toward the end of her life, her mother Janice was forced to watch Amy just wither away to nothing, Timmy. Battling bulimia, and you know, personally, as you can tell from looking at me, I've never battled bulimia.
No, you're
bulimia. I have defeated bulimia. Yeah. I have beat the shit out of bulimia. Stand behind thee, bulimia, because I have beaten you.
Yes,
but, quite soundly, it looks like.
Quite soundly, yes, I have. So,
yeah.
Get behind thee.
You have no worries about bulimia.
Not a bit, no. But apparently all that throwing up really hard on your teeth. On the enamel of your teeth.
All right.
So, battling bulimia, Amy ate only scrambled eggs because they were easier to puke up. And she hadn't had period for 7 years. 7 years, the girl gone without the... She still probably had the PMS, but she didn't have the periods. Now, see, if she would have had a period, she would have been much better because once she got the PMS, she would have wanted some Reese cups. She would have wanted some pizza. It would have put some weight back on her bones. She would have been fine. With her bones sticking through her knees, Timmy, and yeah, she was missing shape. Teeth.
Yeah,
She was missing some teethuses.
Yes, she was.
Toothuses. Mm-hmm. Now, the once beautiful young performer, and that's being gracious because I don't know if she was ever really beautiful.
She was pretty.
She's no Cindy Crawford.
Continue.
She was only a shadow of her former self. And on July 20th, she danced along with her goddaughter, Dionne Bromfield, at the iTunes Festival in London.
3 days. I would love to go to an iTunes Festival. We'll never be invited because this crappy podcast never can get out of the top one, break the 100 and top 150.
150?
Yes.
And, you know, I bet it could if we
didn't have...
If we had some, you know what it takes, Timmy? And
well, it takes talent.
Now, Timmy, we both played sports, right?
Mm-hmm.
What does it take? It takes teamwork.
Yes.
It takes everybody in sync. It takes, you got to look at your teammate and say, am I holding up my end?
Yeah. Or sometimes you just have to say, I'm not good enough. And I'm just going to have to.
You got to say that too.
Yeah.
But it. You can't be not good enough and not committed.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Play Candy Crush all the time.
I'm just saying.
You think Tom Brady would win a Super Bowl if he was
playing Candy Crush? No.
If I was being paid like Tom Brady, I wouldn't be sitting here.
Do you think A.J. Foyt
again
won the Indianapolis 500 when he was playing Candy Crush?
I don't know what he was
doing. No, he would have smashed himself into a wall. That's basically what you're doing to our podcast, Devil. You're crashing it straight into the wall.
But okay. We love you, Brandy. We're going to carry you anyway.
But, yeah, we shall.
Even if it means we'll never go to an iTunes festival.
Even if you're the albatross around our neck.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. It's like Jesus. We're like really Jesus on the beach. And, you know, there was two sets of footprints. And Brandy's like, well, where was mine? And that's like, we was carrying you, devil. Yeah. That's why.
Yeah.
You know.
That's a good metaphor.
Yeah. So it's you see the two sets of footprints on the beach and. Mm-hmm. That was like, what, my footprints? Well, we was carrying you, devil.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, she danced with her daughter at this iTunes festival that we will never be invited to.
Correct.
Unless we can steal Allie from Charlie or Charlie from Allie.
Mm-hmm.
Or one of the slot ladies.
Yeah, or Danielle Jones.
Or Danielle Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, I don't know. Really, a blow-up doll, maybe.
Homeless man.
Homeless man. Homeless woman, because we want diversity on this thing.
That's true. We treasure diversity.
So 3 days later, on July 23rd.
The only requirement is that they can't play Candy Crush.
They don't have.
We should have installed. See, she's grandfathered
in. We need to put
in.
Phone nanny on her.
She's grandfathered in for the Candy Crush.
It's going in the next contract.
Oh, yeah. Her replacement is going to.
We're going to be very clear with her replacement over what her expectations are.
Yeah. She's being close to being dropped from the label.
And believe us, you do not know how we have gone to bat for you.
If you did, you'd appreciate it.
I wonder if she plays Candy Crush when she's reading kids to cover to cover.
You know she's not.
Yeah.
You know she's not at all. She, you know, her
she's
heart
devoted
in that.
To, yeah, she's devoted to that.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Can you get on with it? The bitch died. Can you tell me how?
See, here we go again with
it's
the cursing.
Harsh.
Why you got to – you can't express yourself in normal, acceptable, everyday language, devil. You can't accept – I mean,
yeah,
just
– Yeah, that was pretty – that's uncalled for.
Yeah, you got a college degree, girl. Show off the vocabulary, all right?
My foot is going to go so far up your posterior.
See, now we're getting better.
There we you're going to taste the old nabby gum on the bottom of my shoe. Please continue.
Okay, let me continue here while you continue on with your...
Jesus. So we're at
with your digital addiction. Right. Now, 3 days, she danced at the iTunes Festival. This is on July 20th, 2011. She's with a goddaughter. Everything seems to be fine, except she looks terrible. You know, right. She looked like hell. Now, 3 days later, Amy was discovered unresponsive in bed by her bodyguard at a Camden Square flat on a Saturday afternoon.
I'm going to start referring to my apartment as my flat.
You should absolutely do that.
I refer to my house as my estate.
Yeah.
The Walters estate. Two ambulances were dispatched to her house, but EMTs were unable to revive her. The 27-year-old singer was pronounced dead at the scene.
27 Club, Colonel.
Yeah, and now this is a tough way to go, too. The cause of death was established as accidental alcohol poisoning. Yeah. I mean, you got to drink a lot.
What was that movie, Leaving Las Vegas?
Yeah.
That's what she did.
Her family claims that she gave up hard drugs, like, you know, months before, but she basically drank herself to death. And that, like you said, that's hard to do. It's hard to do at that age. And it's not an easy death.
It's not an easy death, no, right. Because what happens is the alcohol.
You basically drown yourself.
It burns up the oxygen in your blood, and you basically, you do drown and suffocate yourself. Mm-hmm. Now, her parents released a statement saying they've been left bereft, of course, by the 27-year-old's death, while her record company, Universal Republic, said they were deeply saddened at the sudden loss of a gifted musician, artist, and performer. And they were really saddened because, you know, she was a cash cow if she would have straightened herself out.
Yeah, you know, she had all that success, but again, only two albums.
Yeah, but I mean, 27, that's, you know.
Yeah.
A number of late celebrities have paid tribute to the tragic star, with late George Michael saying that Amy should be remembered as one of the most talented singers and songwriters of all time. And I'll tell you, that's one that disturbs me, Timmy.
What's that?
George Michael. George Michael, same age as me.
Mm-hmm.
Some bitch died of natural causes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he lived a hard life.
He did live a hard life, but and they said he had some liver and heart problems, or he had some heart and liver problems. But man, not to get too far off topic, but we're talking about what Amy Winehouse.
Fucking switch.
Mm-hmm.
How many? That some bitch George Michael could sing.
Yes, he could.
I mean, he could
sing.
Yes,
he could.
He had a range that really. I'm trying to think. You got Freddie Mercury, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But you haven't seen anybody with that kind of range since Freddie Mercury and Elvis.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when you think back to male singers.
Yeah.
George Michael, I'm just saying, he was a great, great singer. So anyway, George Michael said that she should be remembered as one of the most talented singers and songwriters of all time. Producer and close collaborator Mark Ronson tweeted, "She was my musical soulmate and like a sister to me. This was one of the saddest days of my life." July 26, 2011, her family and friends buried the singer at a private funeral in North London. Ronson, close friend Kelly Osbourne, and then boyfriend Reg Travis attended her funeral, and her father, Mitch Winehouse, gave a 40-minute eulogy. Now, come on now. You at a funeral and a 40-minute eulogy?
Mm-hmm.
Wrap it up here, Mitch. You know what I mean? Wow. She was only 27 when she died. How long are you going to go on? Fuck, we did a podcast about her whole goddamn life, and it didn't take 40 minutes.
Continue.
40-minute eulogy? I think you're just taking things over the edge a little bit there, Mitch. Anyway, during which he announced the family's plans to set up the Amy Winehouse Foundation.
Okay.
The foundation was set up by the family and launched on September 14th, which would have been her 28th birthday. Its aim is to help young people, and it works with other charitable organizations to provide frontline support for what this does not say.
For women with substance abuse.
Okay. For women with substance abuse. So that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now we know that. Mm-hmm. Amy Winehouse's life and career were the focus of the critically acclaimed documentary Amy, which hit theaters in July 2015. I wonder if that's on Netflix.
I don't know, but I watched it on a flight. It's really good.
Is it?
Yeah, it really is. It's critical of... It's kind of critical of her father, though, and he did not, the family did not sanction it. They did not like it.
Yeah, it says it upset the Winehouse family, and the father was portrayed in not a very flattering way in this.
Yeah, it kind of portrayed him as not wanting to get her help. He kind of was just kind of, in the documentary anyway, he was like pushing her to keep going, to, you know, do more concerts, to make more records, make more money.
You know,
but he disputes that, so I don't know.
You know, but I think a lot of times too, you don't know, especially when you're close to it, you don't see how bad the person really is.
Right.
You know what I mean? Right. You see him, what happens is I have a sister who's a drug addict.
Mm-hmm.
And here's what happens, and not everybody's the same. But when you are with drug addicts and you have a close relationship with a drug addict, the things that you would look at and say, that's completely abnormal,
mm-hmm.
you start to accept as normal.
Yeah, you know what I mean? It becomes your normal, too.
Yeah, so you don't really see. And then all of a sudden they have, you know, two or three or a week of good days,
mm-hmm.
and you think, okay, they're fine.
Yeah, they're functioning.
They're functioning. Mm-hmm. So yeah, Amy, you got this show. She's probably going to make $30,000-$40,000 to do a show.
Well, and then you got contracts.
Contracts.
Not only her, but there's a whole industry that's
right
employed by her.
It doesn't sound like it was the pressure of this that got to her. It sounds like it was her personal relationships and her...
Yeah, it was mostly personal relationships, I think, with...
And her own psychology, own, you know, her
it,
own...
It was her relationships with him and also her relationships with the drugs.
But that's...
And they became... Her relationship with him became like... they did drugs together, and all of a sudden that's all they had was doing the drugs. And so there was this... constant turmoil in her life.
Yeah, but that is really a thing that, you know, people don't always understand, is that when you have, you know...
It was a codependency type of relationship.
Right, mm-hmm. But when you're on the outside and you're trying to help the person,
mm-hmm.
you see their behavior become so abnormal that when it is just semi-abnormal... You look at that as
they're making progress.
They're making progress,
or you minimize it, or
you accept abnormal as normal. Yes. Like this is the normal. So it's tough to be hard on the family, you know, when they're doing that. The family released a statement through a spokesperson after the movie Amy was shown at the 2015 Cannes Film Festival, stating that the project is a missed opportunity to celebrate her life and talent, and that it is both misleading and contains some basic untruths. In 2016, the Amy Winehouse Foundation partnered with a housing provider to open a home for women recovering from alcohol and drug addiction on the fifth anniversary of her death. Known as Amy's Place, the recovery house based in East London aims to help recovering female addicts reintegrate into society and sustain their recovery. It is made up of 12 self-contained apartments, four of which are two-bed and can house up to 16 women. As of this moment, it does not treat Candy Crush addiction, so we... Really, there's no help that we can find for the devil.
Yes, but at least some good is coming out of her...
Out of her death.
Death.
But she's another one of those that was just... Before she was even really, really famous, she was on a downhill slide.
Yeah, and like you said, like Brandy said, you kind of did it in public.
Yeah.
Kind of watched it.
Yes, everybody watched it happen.
I remember.
And knew... You know, I remember when she died, and it was like, well, that was bound to happen. I mean, it was, I don't think it surprised anyone.
Well, you know, which was much the same, as much as people say it was a shock, it was much the same with Elvis. Everybody knew Elvis was going to come to a bad end.
I mean, you knew he had weight problems, and there was allegations of drug use.
There was all the rumors of the drug problems, right. and his drug problems
He had people around him that just catered to him and did everything, you know, would never tell him no.
That's the big thing is having people around you to talk. Michael Jackson, look at him. He had people around him that just wouldn't tell him no. And I think, you know, and of course you get into other people, Prince, who
they want to please them.
The scary thing about Prince was not your typical drug addict.
No.
Prince was using pain medication
for pain,
but he was.
And building up a tolerance.
Building up a tolerance in his, you know, while it was only working so much for his pain, his body could only take so much of it.
Yeah.
Prince was just a wee little guy.
Drugs are just, they're bad news. Brandy, your final thoughts on Back to Black, the death of Amy Winehouse.
You know, I think I've said all of my thoughts. I mean, it was tragic. I remember watching it. Her albums were good, but it's just one more. There's nothing particularly gripping about watching this girl's life fall apart.
And like you said, you know, he's talking about Britney Spears. I thought sure that it was.
Oh, I thought she was done.
Yeah,
but hers was a mental health issue.
Yeah, but all her strange behavior and shaving her head.
She's bipolar. She had mental health problems. You know, Amy had some. Clearly had some mental health problems a while back.
I thought
he's still a lunatic.
Well, he's a nutcase, but I mean, you know, when he was tweeting and all that,
always been a nutcase, though.
But he was a Reds fan. But he has a Reds tattoo.
He's always been a nutcase, but he reached that, you know, when he was doing the Tiger Blood thing and everything else, you know,
he made a career, so, I mean, he had it together for a while. It
seems like he's getting it back together
again. When it's so public and when someone does that and you watch him, it's just like you said, watching a slow train
wreck. Well, now and it's easy to, it's so easy with the internet to make everything public.
Yeah.
You know, Lindsay
Lohan.
Well,
like Sinead O'Connor. I mean, a couple weeks ago, a couple months ago, she was missing, and apparently she's just, you know, has a lot of issues. It's sad to see. Okay, Colonel, you have some shout-outs for us?
I do got a bunch of shout-outs here, Timmy, and I want to start with, I had just noticed today, as I was going over my list, that I have never given a shout-out, and she's never been on the list, to one of our dear listeners and one of my favorites. And obviously she's on Team Colonel, Erica Clements.
Erica, I think we've given her shout-outs before, but it might be in a while. So thank you for listening.
I do not know how she is not on my sheet, but she was not on my sheet.
Well, thank you for listening, Erica.
So let's get some new listeners in here, Timmy.
Okay.
Marcus Molina joined yesterday, the page.
Yes, that's History Dweebs, the podcast group. Join us on Facebook.
Sarah Bloom. Katie Gregg, Megan Smith, Christina Stinson, Marissa Sanchez, Becky, I'm going to say Becky Omelette, but it's Becky.
I'm sure it's not right.
Becky O-E-S-G-E-R. So
okay. Tell us how to pronounce that,
not
Becky.
Not even close.
Becky, tell us how to pronounce.
But for now, you're Becky Omelette. And this one's throwing me a little bit.
We should explain because when you can't pronounce names, you give them funny.
I just give them my own.
It's not disrespectful.
That's your nickname from now on, Becky Omelette. But then I got one that's really throwing me. It's Rebecca Rachel, and it's her first name on here is H O R E.
Whore
Rebecca Rachel. But I don't, or it's Jorge, or but
Jorge, maybe
Rebecca Rachel. You know who you are. Kirsty Ramsden. She's been around for a while. Mm-hmm. She was never on the list. So, Christy, why haven't you yelled at me? Eric Dwight, Sarah Morgan. She's pretty active on the page. MJ Howard. She's fairly new. She's pretty active on the page herself. Now, of course, we got regulars, the wonderful, the beautiful, the lovely Tasha and Miss Ophelia.
Yes, Tasha, the lovely Tasha.
Jeff Girdley, Sam Hildebrand, Linda Middleton,
Missy Dean Horton, Brittany and Chris, Celine, of course, Dr. Jeff, Teresa Slavin, Tommy Boomershine, Chanda, and Chanda, I did not yell in this thing, so if you're listening, I did not yell the entire time just for you, and no. I will not yell anymore.
We will not yell bully anymore.
We will not yell bully, yes. All of the Trowbridges, Clark, Linda, and Diane, Colton, Phyllis Munson, of course, Aaron Wentz, Donna Curran, Brian and Lisa Lawton, Olivia Meyer, Jen Bolden, the beautiful, beautiful Katja, Kate McCarthy, Kate with a C, Bridget Clavey, Byron Snellings, Denny Mack, William Truax, Amber Anderson, Gina Spillane, Trixie, Stephanie Quick, Sydney and Michael, of course, and their little wonder dog, Donna Hellman, Laura O'Reilly, Gabby Lewis, John Cunningham, Bond,
Gene Bond,
Dave Lampier, Brandy McBride, hope you're doing well. She's got some kind of knee problem going on. Oh,
feel better, Brandy.
Resident poet laureate, Maggie Glover.
Yes.
Jeff Appel, Christine
Bourgeois,
Katie Moorhead. Mary Ray, of course, Marvin, who our birthday boy Hammond. Andy Valley, Cheryl Musku, who just sent me a really interesting... Cheryl's got a good blog. She writes a blog. You ought to read that. It's really interesting.
Oh, send me a link. I will.
Keith Frusty, Becky Mitchell, Vicky Ann Wallace, Steve Miller, Nick Starr, of course, and his lovely mate, Molly Erickson, Natasha Davis, Neil Eagleton, Stewie Benton, Tracy Busby, Ali Nett, Christine Hauer, Rebecca Montanle, Mike Eisenhower, Danielle Fredrickson, Andy Sparaccio, Toby Deese, Nancy Jalapeno, Kim Kazmersky Kamikaze, Jennifer Hawkins, Tara Chinchilla, who I haven't heard from in a while. Tara, check in with us and say hi. Lindsay McMillan, Chicago girl. Sunyana, Eddie Rushing, Yo Handler, Sammy James. Now, of course, now we get to the Colonel's crew. The lovely Ginger Angie Ball, Sarah Spaghetti, Jim Burdick, Karen Barnes, who I just love.
I like Karen Barnes. Hi, Karen. She's always very supportive of us on Twitter.
She is.
Facebook.
And she's just very funny.
Yes, I would like for her to come in and do a podcast. Is she nearby?
She's pretty far away.
Oh.
No, she's up in Erie because...
I thought she's like Columbus or something.
Karen and I had a somewhat of a relationship, Timmy.
You want to tell us about it?
Yes, no. I will. Karen worked nights.
Okay.
And she did not have access to a radio or her phone, or she had access to a phone or whatever. But during the playoffs, when the Indians were in it, anything significant would happen, I would send her a private message.
Oh, okay.
So she knew about it.
Right. Okay. So you were like a...
So we kind of had a baseball fling, Timmy.
So you were sort of like a reporter.
I was a reporter, keeping her updated on whatever happened
like
with the Indians.
Like they had the old for the...
I was the town crier.
Yeah, the town crier. But remember they had like the old ticker?
Yeah, I was the telegraph guy.
Telegraph guy, yeah.
Yeah,
for
so...
like stocks.
Well, that was
things.
A long way to get there.
I know,
but
I
during
got
the
lost.
During the playoffs, I would send Karen private messages anytime anything happened.
Oh, is she from
happened.
Cleveland? Is that where
she's up from, I think, Erie.
Okay.
Up around in there.
Or Karen. We hope to meet you sometime. I like Karen. She's really friendly.
Yeah. Janet Fitzgerald, hardworking woman there. She going back to school, raising her children, her daughter, and doing very well. And, of course, our lovely Irish lass, Frances Darton. The beautiful, smart, and extremely funny. Extremely funny, but, you know, still beautiful. Jessica Williams.
Yes.
Chicago Jess. Amanda. Bocce Ball. Shannon Rossett, who are out saving the world right now,
yes.
So she probably ain't going to hear this shout-out.
She's probably with a bullhorn somewhere.
Yeah.
Speaking to her crowd.
She is. She's whipping people into a frenzy,
mm-hmm.
fighting a good fight. Tiffany Bell, of course.
From Michigan.
Monica D'Agostino.
Where they're outlawing Engelsex. Michigan.
Well, I heard
as,
about that.
As I said, when they pry my junk out of her cold heart, cold dead butt.
Jeez. I hope that Tiffany is, not affected by that.
Why you can, Tiffany. Do why you can, girl. So who else we got here? Scotty J.
From the Killers.
From the Killers, Colts, and Nut Jobs. Yes, see, yes. How it just rolls off my tongue there, Timmy.
I struggle with more than with multiple syllable words, sentences, paragraphs.
Girl with the with probably the sweetest looking pit bull you ever gonna run into.
Who's that?
Angela Cobes.
Okay, I like Angela. Very lovely lady.
A girl who, despite what you like to think, Timmy, is still will still testify that she is a member of Team Colonel.
Who's that?
Radhika Smith.
Radhika is going to marry me because I
that
gave
might
up
be,
cheese.
But she will be Team
I
Colonel.
I gave up cheese, and she said she would marry me if I gave up cheese.
So no, if you give up being in the anti-cheese coalition,
if I eat
Timmy.
Cheese, I will eat cheese every day.
Yeah.
I will be like Mickey Mouse.
You'd be like Tom on Tom and Jerry.
Yes.
Or Jerry. I never knew. Who was it? Who was Tom? Who
I
was
think
you?
Tom was a cat.
Tom Cat. That makes sense. Yeah, mm-hmm. Jerry Mouse don't make no sense. So, Liz Keating. Beautiful
you
Liz.
You always notice how they always think the mouse had that perfect little hole in
yeah.
the wall.
Yeah. How do you do that?
Yeah. That's what I want to know.
Jen Wicks, of course. Even though she's on Brandy's Bitch. I got to change that and take her off of there.
Yeah.
Jennifer, of course. Jennifer... Linda's daughter, Jennifer.
Yeah, Jennifer Siemens.
Jennifer Siemens.
And her son, Hunter.
And her son, Hunter. The lovely Irish Rachel Marie Flynn.
Yes, Rachel, another very lovely lady.
The other lovely lady, Donna Hellman.
Mm-hmm.
And the lady with the lovely cat, Maja Zanalko.
I like
Me and Maja are friends now. I told you why we're friends.
Why?
Because Maja is from I believe, an Eastern European country.
I think Poland, isn't she?
Possibly Poland. I don't know.
Poland.
And she, I like to go and just see what her friends are posting on her page.
Yeah, I know. You creep people's pages.
We're friends, so I can look at her page and then hit the see translate button. Mm-hmm. And then see how it translates all the Polish words into. I just think that's cool.
You should translate What's wrong with that? In English sometimes. Anyone else, Colonel?
Of course. Jamie, the lovely Jamie Tarantino.
Very talented artist.
Perhaps the craziest and funniest person on our page. I'll tell you what, this girl got a sharp, sharp-ass sense of humor as Amber Crew.
Amber is very funny, yes.
Now, she got no boundaries. She got no
good
taste.
Her and Jen and Justin and TJ,
Oh, no. I'll tell you who else. I'll tell you the other one that you throw into the mix, and it's just a dumpster
Tammy.
Fire. Callie.
Oh, Callie and Tammy Ennis.
Yeah, and Tammy Ennis, yeah.
All right. Anyone
so,
else?
Callie Jones... let's see, Allison Shields, of course, Diane from History Goes Bump, Jason, Amy Carol Payne, Tyra, Danielle Fredrickson, Christian Dormer, M. Waterfall, Susan Angles, Kristen Davidson, Don Gordon, John Gray, Dave Hill, Thomas Tui, TJ Youngblood, Robin Sanchez, Carlene Mattson, and the lovely Aaron Fowler.
Yes.
Now, as I said, you know, we're splitting these all up. So, but if you're listening, and I keep doing shout-outs, and you don't hear your name,
let us know. Fat Boy Gardner, who's neither fat boy
or
a gardener.
So we appreciate everybody listening.
Yes, we do. And we want to give everyone shout-outs. So let us know. If we missed you, let us know. Colonel has two more shout-outs, and then we're going to wrap this up.
The lovely Lady Beverly and Sully.
Uh-huh. And her daughter.
And her daughter, Alexandra.
Uh-huh.
And Graham, of course. Mm-hmm. We've got to throw him in there. And we hope Lady Beverly doing good. Her whatever problems she having with some pain is flaring up again. So we hope that's
We hope you're feeling better.
Clearing up. And the one, the only, and sorry, Dottie, nobody got slaughtered in there. There weren't 15 people slaughtered in this whole thing.
We'll have some serial
But we'll have some more gruesome stuff for you here soon, Dottie.
Mm-hmm.
And, thank you very much for putting on my page how cute my great nephew Jack was.
Yeah.
But the lovely Dottie Scott.
Thank you, Mom. Brandy, any final thoughts before we get out of here? Where can people find us?
You can find us on Facebook.
Yeah, we have two pages. We have the History Dweebs page, which is just where I post some history-related stuff. But if you want to interact with us, join the Facebook group. It's History Dweebs, the podcast Facebook group. Please join us. All the people we've mentioned here, they're a part of that group, and we have a lot of fun there. Wouldn't you say so, Brandy?
I would say so.
Okay. Tim. Where else would they can they find
it's
us?
It's like Brandy? A barrel monkeys on that.
It really is. You can find us on, when I said Facebook, Twitter.
Twitter at HistoryDweebs1, or if you want to follow the Colonel, you can follow him at Hawk Waters.
But why would you want to?
I have no idea, but he's got followers.
You can also find us on iTunes.
iTunes. Please leave us a review. We got a very nice review. Speaking of reviews, we got a very we got some negative ones.
Well, we got a couple. You know what I did not like to me?
But we got, well, let me give a shout out to the person who gave us a positive review, though, before you talk.
again.
Yeah, because you've been talking like a lot. Tom 4551 gave us a 5-star review. Thank you, Tom. And Squirrely Squirrel 1213 said that we're funny and the podcast is very well researched. So I do all the research. So that compliment was directly to me.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, but we're the ones that are funny.
So,
but a person said, just put it as a review, vomit, fall on the floor, and die. I vomited, fall on the floor, well, and die.
You know
how did they die and hit submit?
You know what?
How'd they do that?
You know what the problem is?
Who cares?
The problem is Brandy's part is usually first. I do my part and they're okay, and then they hear
and then they're like, well, I can stick with this.
That's when people get nauseous.
And then it's like, oh, is this person even? And maybe she was thinking.
No, we're just kidding. Reading Brandy this alive? Brandy is a very important member of our podcast.
Clearly.
And I'm looking at my news here.
People love you. I don't know why, but people.
I don't know why either.
But they do. They love Brandy.
I cannot
forget because I'm a fucking delight.
You are a fucking delight. All right. Thank you very much for joining us on. We'll see you next time on History Dweebs. Bye, everyone.
Good night.
Good day.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.